Dr. Eleri Musarana glanced down at the monitor in front of her. The image on its screen showed an empty scientific chamber, functional and deserted. Inside, specks of light were beginning to form. She watched in awe and wonder as a haze of translucent blue began to seep across the image. A tear in the fabric of reality was beginning to manifest inside the chamber, the culmination of a lifetime's work. The artificial construction of a spatial-temporal wormhole ripping through the foundations of reality. The research had been conducted under a blanket of absolute secrecy. She'd seen projects smaller than this hijacked before, colleagues promptly paid off and dismissed, all so that younger, fresher students could take the credit. She'd only ever allowed one other to share her secret, her most trusted colleague, and latterly her husband, Professor Ernst Warner. They tied the knot 6 years previously, working closely on the project ever since. And now, finally, today, it looked as though their work would reach fruition. Her eyes flicked over to her husband standing beside her, and she smiled a genuine, if somewhat clinical, smile. They watched together as the shining haze grew larger, whirling round and round to form a circle of solid light. Something suddenly caught Aleri's attention on the monitor. The screens abruptly flared, and a storm of sparks rained down from the panels above. "What the hell is that?" Aleri asked, pointing to the image on the screen. Warner shook his head in disbelief. Inside the sealed chamber, amidst the eddy of burning light, a shape was now appearing. Harsh angular lines pulsed rhythmically into existence until a tall blue box was standing in the center of the chamber. Dull white light bled from window panels on every side, above which were the words, "Police Public Call Box." Both Aleri and Warner watched, terrified but fascinated, as the doors of the box opened. Seconds later, a figure filled the space. A young man, tall and slim, dressed in what appeared to be vintage 21st century denim. He stood there for a moment, leaning out from the doorway and looking around, taking in the swirling eddy of light. Then he seemed to stumble a few steps forward as a second young man took his place on the threshold. He was tall, his body a gangly tangle of limbs, hair, and chin. He stepped down from the doorway, straightening the bow tie round his collar, pulling at his hair, and giving the doors of the tall blue box a gentle closing tug. The scientists turned to one another. "What the hell?" Aleri repeated, this time trying to comprehend the appearance of the strangers. Warner, meanwhile, bustled round the consoles. "Should we cut the power, do you think?" he asked. "As a precaution." "Are you mad?" snapped Aleri, shaking her head. "After all the time we've spent acquiring it, we can't just waste this opportunity." "Well, what then?" Warner paused, waiting for an answer. "Darling, please," he urged. "We have to do something." She hesitated for a few more seconds, considering every option. "We get them out of there," she barked. "Now!" Doctor Who, Snake Bite, by Scott Hancock, read by Francis Barber. "She's gonna be mad," Rory asked, nodding his head back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?